Like many people, I felt helpless in the face of the loss, uncertainty, and devastation that the August landslides brought. I donated a small amount of money to a couple of the funds, called the fire department to see if I could help, and then resigned myself to waiting, watching, listening. All the same, I found something to be hopeful about. I was drawn to Sitka Chatters, a Facebook group with a few thousand local members, as a microcosm of the spirit of the community.
August 18th at 4:42 p.m. Please list below all homes that folks may evacuate to.
I can stay with a friend, so my whole house is open. One king-size bed and a couch.
Charteris has room.
Pets and kids welcome.
We could take a family of 4 to 6.
We do have cats and rabbits and kids.
My home is very small, but I can offer food, blankets.
Dios esté con todos ustedes. Me uno a su dolor desde acá en México.
Reading all these comments is making me cry way down here in Florida. Makes me miss my home all the more. Thank you for taking care of each other and for proving that Sitka is full of wonderful people.
August 20th at 3:50 p.m. Two of three missing Sitkins, the Diaz brothers, are now home. The effort continues to press on for William. The challenge of deep mud and debris will make it a hard one, yet I see the resolve in these volunteers. Closure is important. And with this titanic effort by their friends, they are now home. For the families and for the friends, they are home. Together. There's one more Sitkin to bring home, and that effort will continue. For now, I quietly smile at that thought that the Elmer and Yuli personalities were loud and proud, always smiling, always doing, the fabulous Diaz brothers. Truly, their attitude towards life was an incredible one. Cheers to Elmer and Yuli for being incredible friends to my sons and to never fearing life and always living it fully. Let's bring William home.
The date on this is August 20th. In a town the size of Sitka, it's easy to begin to believe that I know every last soul here. I don't, though. I really only know what I call the 400. And it's precisely those folks that I know. They drink their coffee in my shop. They buy their books at Old Harbor, and among them there are a few, maybe, say, 35, maybe as high as 50, who are the ones who present you with a can of freshly smoked salmon from a jacket pocket, or who wade knee-deep to help you hitch a boat when you've never done it before. They pull their work trucks up so you can haul a mattress, feel comfortable, correcting your misbehaving child, call to tell you they like your show, ask if you've read the latest. William Stortz is one of my 35. I could have set a clock by him every weekday morning for many, many years. I've made him a double Americano at 7:30. When he worked at Search, I refilled his cup at 7:50. When he moved to the city, I started doing it at 7:55. Some tiny but important part of my life is absent. I'm grateful for my 400 people, and for your 400 overlapping mine, and for your neighbors overlapping yours. These rippling circles on our town pond make us a community that set us apart from other places. What I know about William, apart from his love of strong coffee and scones with nuts in them, is that his love for his people, this rippling pond, was fierce and steady. Let's throw some rocks for him and make the ripples bigger, okay? Thanks, you guys. I love you.
Here's the numbers. 30 people donated auction items. In total, the items and services were worth over $5,000. In the days following the slide, Sitka Chatters gained 2,000 more members from all over the country, all people who were concerned about what was happening here. The GoFundMe I set up, Sitka Chatters Emergency Fund, raised $14,000 in 2 weeks.
I'm thankful that in Sitka, every argument will have 9,000 sides and every tragedy will have 9,000 hearts. My hope is that, as we run into conflicts, as we try to collectively find answers to difficult and divisive questions, we can remember the generosity, kindness, and shared spirit of community that we saw in the week of the landslide.
August 25th. The sunset tonight in Sitka. 7 days from a horrific moment. A day of warm sun. The day Sitkins helped bring out our third friend home to his family. The day that marks closure, the day that begins a healing process for the community, and maybe this sunset is William, Elmer, and Yuli's way of smiling at us all. It is truly Sitka being Sitka.